Now, my buddy Mark Levin, his new book is called Plunder and Deceit. And it's his like sixth or seventh book. And the purpose of this book, it's aimed at young people. And I guess after reading it, my book report would be, it is aimed at young people. And it's an attempt to tell them why many of the things they support are actually to blame for their unhappiness. Many of the things that they think are right, many of the things they think they believe in are actually the source of their destruction. And it goes topic by topic, but it's all rooted around the fact that at the end of the day, what they end up supporting is big, overpowering government to fix all kinds of things that everybody thinks are wrong. Global warming is just one example. Healthcare is another. But the greatness of this book is it's targeting these particularly, when we say young people, they're adults, but they're young adults. And it is an attempt to get them, because the media doesn't do it, their education let them down. They simply are supporting their own, not destruction, but they're supporting things that are resulting in the loss of their liberty. And as they lose their liberty, they lose their opportunity. Everybody does. You lose liberty, you lose freedom, you lose opportunity. And it's an attempt with hard, cold facts and data and irrefutable evidence. It's an attempt to counter the education that they've all had and to get them to wake up and to realize what they must do in order to have a future they anticipate and look forward to. It really, it's not slogging, it's not heavy reading. I mean, it could be depending on the amount of data you want to examine it to be, but just the message is crystal clear. And again, it's called Plunder and Deceit. Just search The Great One. That might do it. Actually, Mark Levin, the author, Plunder and Deceit.